Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
An arrest warrant will be served today in the kidnapping and killing of a South Boston woman last week. As WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, police say DNA evidence links Edwin Alamany to the murder of 24-year-old Amy Lord.
We've taken the time to be certain. And we are certain, and the charges are forthcoming.
Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis joined Suffolk District Attorney Dan Connolly at a news conference yesterday. They announced that a murder charge had been issued against 28-year-old Edwin Alamany in the death of Amy Lord. D.A. Connolly.
There was a collection of forensic evidence, biological evidence, that has been analyzed by the Boston Police Crime Laboratory section, and we're going to present that to the grand jury.
A grand jury indictment means other charges, too. Amy Lord was on her way to a gym when she was kidnapped and beaten outside her South Boston apartment on the morning of July 23rd. For 47 minutes, starting at 6 o'clock, she was driven in her own car to ATM machines at five banks in South Boston and Dorchester. Her car was found later that morning, on fire, in South Boston. Amy Lord's body was discovered that afternoon on the other side of the city at the Stony Brook Reservation in Hyde Park. She'd been stabbed to death. Commissioner Davis says this is not just a DNA case.
This is a case that involves a significant amount of different types of evidence, circumstantial and direct, that will make a difference in the prosecution of this case.
D.A. Connolly says investigators have been working around the clock since Amy Lord's body was found, and investigators were back at the murder scene yesterday.
So much work has already been done. More work needs to be done, and that's part of the process. Boston police detectives, uniform officers, and civilians are out there combing the reservation to just make sure we have every possible bit of physical evidence available.
Connolly says an arrest warrant for Alamany will be served today at Bridgewater State Hospital. That's where Alamany has been undergoing psychiatric evaluation since his arrest in violent attacks on two other women in South Boston within 19 hours of Amy Lord's murder. Alamany has a lengthy rap sheet, 34 criminal charges as an adult. Prior to that, 18 as a juvenile. Connolly says while some of those prosecutions were on violent offenses, others were not.
Virtually every time he was before the court, he was punished. And the sentences that were imposed were reasonable in the context that they were made at that time. So he's been in jail quite a bit in his relatively young life.
A Boston police detective has been demoted after it was revealed that he failed to follow through on an incident that could have put Alamany behind bars again. Back in September of 2012, a young woman was attacked in Mission Hill, but had managed to grab a wallet from her attacker with Edwin Alamany's ID inside. Commissioner Davis says that's another investigation.
We are probing all of the cases that this detective had, as well as any of our open cases over the last couple of years. If there's further evidence of misconduct, we'll deal with that as it comes along.
A police sergeant and lieutenant in charge of supervising that detective have been on vacation and will be questioned about their actions when they return next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.